Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning, this afternoon, whichever time you're listening, I have an old friend. Of course, most of my friends, if we've been friends for a while, I'm getting old, we're older. Since we were children, we've been friends. Nancy Getten. Welcome, Nancy.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Nancy and I go way back. Our parents went way back. Jean and Mary were your parents, correct?
And George and Jeannie were your parents.
Yes, George and Jeannie were my parents. And I remember your mom's sweet thing, like you. She was sweet. And your dad, Gene. Everybody remembers Gene Prosser.
Oh, yes.
He was a character, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
How was it growing up with Gene Prosser?
Embarrassing at times, but good at the same time. Yeah. I better stop there.
Yeah, but he was so flamboyant.
Yes, everyone knew him with his turquoise jewelry and his white shoes and longer hair.
Yes, and my dad and him were so good friends, but they were so opposite. You know, Gene was so flamboyant, wore all these crazy clothes and newfangled stuff. He was kind of like, almost like a hippie, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I mean, had bangs, you know, like when he was...
He wanted people to remember him. Like if they had two insurance, he sold State Farm Insurance for 35 years. So if there were two insurance agents, he wanted to be the one to be remembered.
Now, was he like that when he was a kid, though, too, right? In high school?
Yes.
According to my mom.
Yes. Yeah. When my mom first met him, like at Bon Air, she thought he was maybe in the mafia or something.
Oh, shoot. She met him at Bon Air. Huh?
Yeah, at Bon Air.
Oh, mm-hmm. Darn. So Nancy Getten, retired now. You taught art for 32 years.
Yes. Yes. I was born and raised here in Jerseyville. And then, after I graduated from SIUE, I went up to Griggsville and taught art up there for a couple of years. And then I came back and, I married my sweetheart, Tom.
Where'd you and Tom meet at?
Well, I was going to share this story years ago, and I'm not sure. I think it was back in the 70s. They had like a charismatic prayer Bible study at Holy Ghost in the basement. So I was there with Aggie Shell and Ron Schroeder and some other people. And Tom happened to be there. And so after the prayer group, I don't know why we did, but Tom and I went for a walk, and we didn't have any money back there in the 70s, but we found a dollar on the sidewalk. So we went to the White Spot and had a cup of coffee. And I think that was kind of the matchmaker from heaven then after that Bible study. But then we both parted our own ways and we didn't see each other.
Now, how old were you then? Were you high school?
It might have been the 80s. No, it was after high school.
Okay.
Yeah. It might have been the 80s because then we started dating in 83 and now we've been married 40 years.
40 years. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. What was your first date? Where was your first official date?
Well, Pat and Kathy Shell had us over for lasagna on Easter. They said, do you want to come over for lasagna? And then they said to Tom, do you want to come over? Actually, and also I just remembered this, my mom was selling tickets to the cancer dance. I don't know if you remember that. They used to have cancer dance at the Legion. So Tom went into State Bank. And mom said, hey, Tom, come on over here. Maybe you could buy some tickets and take my daughter to the cancer dance. So that was the beginning of that.
So Mary was part of that matchmaking
scheme. Yeah, a little matchmaker.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, good. She did well. She
yes.
Did well.
You Thank
guys are
you.
A nice match.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a really good man. He has really given me a wonderful, wonderful life. We have two sons, Alex... married Megan Coyle. They live over in South St. Louis, and they have a two-year-old little boy, Sebastian.
Okay.
And then our other son, Andrew, married Erica, and they live in Los Angeles.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, 32 years, you retired, and Tom retired, and then you moved to the country.
Yes. Tom always wanted to build a house out at the family farm. And I said, no, I don't really want to move to the country. It's the gravel roads and wear and tear on a vehicle. And so his brother, John and Connie, they've lived there over 50 years. And then Tim and Diana live at the home place. So Tom and I, you haven't seen our place, have you? It's a countryside metal pole barn.
I haven't seen it.
I don't think. It's just like a little honeymoon suite, sort of very small. And so I told Tom the other day, we have to be best friends to live in this small space, both of us being retired. We can't get mad at each other.
No.
We can't give each other silent treatment.
Yes. So you taught art. What did you like about teaching art?
Just seeing
the creativity. Because it was the best class that any yes. kid could have. They loved art every week.
Yes. Seeing the creativity of all the children. I taught K through 12. So, and it's really beautiful how I go to places around town and I'll say, did I used to be your art teacher? And they'll say, yes, you did. I can't believe that you can remember that. But I retired in 2013. So, but yeah, just the creativity and just an outlet for the children. One little girl in fourth grade, she was getting like straight Fs and failing all of her classes, but she was like the best art student that I could have ever asked for. So darn. She excelled in art extremely.
Uh-huh. I taught at the boys' home for a short time, 9 months in Marquette for the bad boys, you know, with the state prison system. Okay. From they were like eighth grade through high school. And what I realized with them is they loved art. And so I would teach through art because I taught social studies and history and math and something else to all of them. It was like a one room schoolhouse type atmosphere. You know, you had all ages and you taught all the subjects. And they loved art, and they loved chess. So those were the two big things that we always had going to keep them
awesome,
on.
Yeah.
And art, they loved art.
Yeah, find something, yeah, that there's their that's their niche, right?
So you've become, or maybe you always have been, you've been very spiritual in your life, haven't you?
I would say so. I was baptized in the Baptist Church at 10.
Uh-huh.
And
and you then, met a Catholic boy.
Well, yeah. Then my father's parents went to the First Assembly of God Church, and I didn't really want to tell my grandma that Tom was Catholic.
Oh yeah, she wouldn't like it.
No. Tom had to win her heart before I told her.
So that's what you let her do.
Yeah.
Come in, give your best pitch, Tom.
Pour your magic on her, Tom, before I tell her. So yes, I have kind of a potpourri of religion. I think the older that I get, though, I realize we have more years behind us than we have ahead of us, and I attended Curcio up in Quincy back in 1999. Tom and I were involved in Marriage Encounter, and then Matt and Lisa Lorton were involved in something bigger and better than Marriage Encounter. And I said, what is that? And they said, Quincy Curcio. So I said, for my birthday, I want to go to Quincy Curcio. And Tom said, great, go ahead and go. And I said, well, you have to go first. And so he went in a snowstorm. I think you took him up.
Yeah, I actually sponsored Quincy. Him.
You went in a rental van from Corby
Miller,
and the wipers froze up.
Yeah.
But I had peace about you all driving up there in a winter snowstorm in January. And so then I went that next month. And that was the spiritual awakening.
Yeah. Let's touch a little bit on Curcio because you're big into Curcio here in town. You know, let's explain a little bit about it. Okay. So in the Curcio, like you said, it's a program, a renewal program that happens up in Quincy, but it's been going on since 1940s in Spain.
Yes.
and it's spread across the world now. It's everywhere. And it's just a three-day renewal, not necessarily, what's the other name for?
Retreat.
Yeah, it's not a retreat, is it?
Well, retreat would be just a one-done thing. But this, like I say, we went in 1999, and it's still very dear to our hearts. We still are very involved in it. We've met some fabulous friends through that movement. In fact, in 2005, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was your sister, Cindy and Raymond, and Mike and Marion Hagen that called and said, come on over to the church. We want to pray with you, and you're going to beat this, and just really supported me through that. I think the spiritual part of that breast cancer was I had a life before cancer that was self-centered or selfish, or it's all about me. And then after chemotherapy and radiation and losing my hair, and Tom stood beside me through that whole mess, but I prefer the life after cancer, actually, compared to the life before cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. A spiritual awakening. And so then I started going to the Wellness Center, which that's a whole nother community that really supports me. And it's good for my mental health. People think I'm crazy for setting my alarm clock for 4 a.m., but the Wellness Center opens at 4:30, and so I just throw my clothes on and go without even thinking about it.
What do you like doing at the Wellness Center? It's a great place.
I remember you swimming laps out there.
I used to, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you felt really awesome about that.
Yeah, but since then, I kind of got away from that, and I have my own workout room at my home, at my garage, that I kind of set up, and I use that now. So
right, there's all kinds of classes available on the schedule. I focus on body pump. There's a group of us gals that go there in the mornings at 4:30, so we kind of keep each other accountable, and it helps with our mental health and keeps us flexible. Mm-hmm. And
how important as we age,
circulation. Yeah,
keep moving. That's the big thing. That's what Barry Ritter says. Keep moving. You know, he's 93, 94.
Yeah,
he stays on the move.
Yeah, if we rest, we rust.
Ah, yes. So do you do yoga as well?
Yeah, and that's a whole nother spiritual thing. I do the yoga as I'd like to do yoga every day, and it's getting in touch with self, and just a meditation on thanking yourself for taking care of yourself. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, nobody else is going to.
You got that right. If you just joined us, I have Nancy Getten with us here at the Spotlight Show. Nancy, if anybody's noticed this billboard that's put up, it says love, that's why, and you're responsible for that.
Yes. Yes,
and
I
that,
am.
And I saw that billboard.
Well, God's response. God worked through me to put that up there. Not too many people have commented on it, but I'm hoping that it will be up there for many more years to come.
Yeah. And it's explain that. Love, that's why. Tell me about that. Why you put that up there?
Well, back in 2019, I was on my way home from our daughter-in-law's Ironman. And I saw this big billboard that said, love, that's why. And I guess people can just interpret it any way that they want to. And so I kept thinking about that. And I kept noticing all the billboards that said for rent, for rent, for rent. And I just really felt called to just call and about the cost of putting up this billboard. So I called and talked to a really nice guy, and he said, yeah, we can get it up in a couple of weeks. So it's out there. And I asked my one girlfriend, what does that mean to you? And she was like, I have no idea. So I just hope that people interpret it in their own way with all of the negativity. During the pandemic and COVID, my husband and I unplugged our television 4 years ago, and a whole nother spiritual thing. I try not to let negativity or toxic things come creep into me. And so I hope that this billboard will encourage people that, you know, might be lonely or depressed or even suicidal. You know, they hopefully they can just see the word love out of their peripheral vision as they drive by.
And keep loving. Love is so important. Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Now you've also, tell me about, you've recently become a Dominican associate.
Okay, so it's not all about me. You know, it's kind of like you buying this radio station. You, it wasn't in your plan. You know, this, me becoming a Dominican associate wasn't really in my plan.
It wasn't on your bucket list?
No. I was raised Baptist, so I knew nothing about the sisters. So I'm on a Cursillo last year, and one of the Dominican sisters gave a talk at the Cursillos. You listen to just laity people, regular people share their stories. And she was sharing that Springfield Sacred Heart Convent, the sisters are getting up there in age. They're losing about 10 sisters a year. And so they were asking laity of the church, the people, or you don't even have to be Catholic, though, to be a Dominican associate. But they focus on prayer, study, community, and service. So that ties in with that Quincy Cursillo, that's what we're already doing, is prayer, study, community, and service. So I called and I said, so what's this Dominican associate about? And they said, you don't have to do anything new, you know, like babysitting my grandson, serving the funeral dinner luncheons, anything that we do here at home or local can be a part of that Dominican mission.
You just do it with love. And plenty of it, right?
Yes.
Also, you recently put together something. You built something. Tell me about what you built.
Okay. So it's a labyrinth. Labyrinth. Actually, there's one in the stone over in a cathedral in France. And so I was, during the COVID, I was reading a 4-book series about these ladies that were going to retreats, and every evening they would walk a labyrinth. And I was like, what in the heck is a labyrinth? So my girlfriend up in Alaska, she posted on Facebook that she made a little labyrinth up in Alaska. So during the pandemic, we couldn't go anywhere. So I jumped in the Polaris and I went down to the creek, and I had my boots on, and I started another spiritual thing. Picked up like 1,000 rocks, big boulders,
yeah,
about the size of paper plates. And Tom said, what are you doing today? And I said, I'm going to go work on the labyrinth. And Tom would say, what are you doing tonight? And I'd say, I'm going to go work on the labyrinth. So I would work out there till like dark, or like with the moon shining, or with the owls above me.
And what do you say? Hey, how about me over here? Pay attention to me.
And he has not walked that labyrinth yet.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago, October of 2020.
So you walk the labyrinth.
Yeah. So
where are the rocks? You put those to make a path?
They're in a circle. Yeah, it's a circle. There's 9 circles. You'll have to definitely come out. Actually, anyone can come out and see it and walk it. It's helped with like my anxiety, and it's just very peaceful and calm and quiet.
You say 9 circles? You built 9 of these?
Well, there's 9. Okay, in the center, it's like a maze.
Okay.
Like in the center is a small circle, and then the next circle, and then the third circle, and it just kind of keeps going around. But when you enter, when you walk into the labyrinth, then you're going to kind of turn and bend and twist around these circular circles, until it takes about maybe 10 minutes to walk to the center of the labyrinth. And then you receive all the goodness and all the good vibes and energy from in the center. And then you return, you exit the same way that you walked as you entered. So you enter the labyrinth with concerns in your life. You walk to the center, receive all of the goodness, and then you exit the same path and you go out into the world and spread the love.
And it works.
Yes. I can be a train wreck, and I think I need to go down and walk the labyrinth. Actually, I thought about going to the high school or the middle school and talking to them about having the children build a labyrinth, because it really does, I think, bring down children like maybe with ADHD or something.
I see. And when you're walking a labyrinth, you are praying or thinking through things? Or what does the person do?
Being silent. Really, you could just walk, or you could pray, or you could just say, "This is on my mind. I'm worrying about this, or what should I do about this? How am I going to handle this situation?" And
labyrinth works for you. It works well.
Yes.
Cool.
You're more than welcome to come out and see it. Actually, I think it works for everyone. I've had quite a few people walk it. And some people jump the rocks, and some people...
No jumping.
If they want to jump, they can. Oh, some okay. people run it, you know. Yeah. Some people walk very slowly. They want it to last and take their time. So all these personalities have come and experienced it.
Well, it sounds pretty neat.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's been so fun having you here today. But we've run out of time.
Shucks.
And it's time to close out. Thank you so much. Do you have anything to say? Any last words that you want to tell your listeners out there?
No, it's just been great. Great to be here. And thanks, Chris.
Oh, you're so welcome. See you soon.
Thank you. Uh-huh.